Tito in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. The Manager Show is brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians and Pirates go at it on this 4th of July. And you know what, Terry? That was a big win last night because it comes off the heels of sweeping Tampa Bay. You're playing a team that since May 9th has the best record in all of baseball. And not that you need to be legitimized or anything else like that, but I'm guessing when you keep this thing going, it means even more, doesn't it?
Well, you know, when you come into a series, you look at the team you're playing, and you know when you look at their team, you better play good. Because they, like you said, their record since May 8th, they're a team that legitimately has aspirations going to the World Series, and you can see why. They're deep. They have balance. They have all the ingredients. So you better play well. And we saw last night, Trevor really pitched good. He made a couple mistakes. You know, there's Walker, the second baseman, hits a changeup for a base hit, and then McCutchen hits one into the shrubbery. Fortunately, that's all they got. But you better play well if you want to beat them.
Well, Michael Bourne gave you a real boost at the bottom of the order. And in the National League, it's really tough, isn't it, Tito, to be the number 8 hitter?
It can be. You're right. Now, fortunately, a couple times when he came up, there was one out, which certainly helps. Because it could get difficult. But I had talked to Borney during the game. We were just discussing some things, and he was right on it. He said, I've done this before, and he gets it, and which is really helpful.
Terry, it almost seems like the guys in the dugout are more excited when he gets a hit than he is.
And I think there's a reason for that. I just think that when you're a teammate and you've earned the respect of the guys, whether you're hitting 300 or 200 – and Borney has done that with not just the teammates, but me and the coaches. We want him to get hit so damn bad that because he was a hard worker, he's an outstanding teammate, and he's just a great guy. Which is sometimes the hits haven't been there, so we've had to do some things with the batting order, or maybe sit him against some lefties. But it's really hard not to pull for him.
Terry, is it hard for these starters not to get caught up a little bit in what they've been doing here? It's almost like, well, shoot, he went through a perfect game for 5-6 innings. He went out and dominated it. It can feed upon itself, can't it?
You know, I think it can feed upon itself. I also think you don't get too carried away. You know, this game can humble you so fast, and that's why we put in the rearview mirror quickly what has happened. And win, lose, or draw. And again, it's a lot more fun to come to the ballpark when you're winning, but you also put it in a rearview mirror and you handle what's in front of you today, or like I said, you get humbled in a hurry.
I know it's only 2 starts. It was against Tampa both times, and they have struggled offensively, but Cody Anderson looks pretty legit.
Yeah, it's been really encouraging. I mean, this kid only had, 3 starts in AAA before he came here. But, like, you know, we've talked so many times, we're always looking for reasons to be encouraged. And what he's done so far has been really good. It's not been done with smoke and mirrors. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen today. We don't have a crystal ball. But if he throws like he does, if he throws his fastball and commands it and throws a changeup off of that, he's going to be just fine.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and Pirates on the Indians Radio Network.